For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Kajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store, and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting, and soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free. So come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, June 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Elections Office entering final stage of ballot processing. Paso Robles School District offering refunds or replacements for yearbook. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the mid-80s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. On Calmetto Lane and Ramada Drive, call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Elections Office has entered the final stage of processing ballots for the June 2nd, 2026 primary. The latest update was released on Friday, June 19th, and included a total of almost 99,000 ballots. About 1,800 ballots still remain to be counted. Those that remain are the ones needing to be researched due to damage, stray marks, strains, signature cures, or provisional ballots. Voters have until 5 p.m. by June 24th to cure their signature if they were contacted regarding their ballot. The election must be certified by the county by July 2nd. As of June 19th, James D'Antona and Jimmy Paulding are likely to be the winners of the District 4 and District 2 supervisor race. D'Antona leads the District 2 race by over 1,200 votes, and Jimmy Paulding leads by nearly 1,500 votes. The Clerk Recorder's Office still has until July 2nd to certify these results, however. All ballot processing activities throughout the canvas are open to the public, and the Clerk Recorder's Office encourages community members to watch and ask questions. Clerk Recorder Elena Cano said, quote, "Unfortunately, only a handful of people have taken advantage of that right. It's unfortunate, especially in this time of rampant misinformation on social media and beyond." Paso Robles School District offering refunds or replacements for yearbook. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has made several options available for community members who purchased a yearbook. The district is offering a full refund, an exchange for a revised yearbook, a replacement page insert, or a complimentary Bearcat sticker. The page insert will cover and replace pages 60 to 61, where the profane language is located, and the Bearcat stickers are designed to simply cover the content on those pages. The profane language comes from two pictures in the yearbook containing signs from a student-led protest against Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The district also says, quote, "While we understand that members of our school community may have questions regarding the circumstances surrounding this issue, state and federal privacy laws prohibit the district from discussing personnel matters or matters involving individual students." The City of Atascadero's 33rd Hot El Camino Cruise Night will be returning Friday, August 21st from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. This year, a new route will be in place up and down El Camino Real and Atascadero. The cruise night starts off on Friday night, August 21st from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It'll continue August 22nd with the Mid-State Cruisers Car Show from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Atascadero Lake Park. Registration for cruising vehicles is now open, and this year will feature a cap of 200 vehicle passes. Mail-in pre-registration will be accepted through August 1st, and walk-in pre-registration will be accepted through Friday, August 21st by 4 p.m. sharp. Registration offices are at the Colony Park Community Center, 5599 Traffic Way. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tomorrow night at 6. The agenda only contains several consent calendar items and one management report. On the consent calendar is an item to purchase the parking space at 5655 Capistrano Avenue or Stadium Park. In the management report is a proposed update for sidewalk vendor regulations in the city. Sidewalk vendors are any designated vehicle, wagon, or pushcart that is self-propelled or can be pushed or pulled, which displays food. The city's regulations for sidewalk vendors must comply with updates under Senate Bill 635, which was effective January 1st. 635 adds significant vendor privacy and data protection requirements for sidewalk vendors. It prohibits the city from collecting criminal history, background information, immigration status, or requiring fingerprints for sidewalk vending permits or business applications. The city is also prohibited from sharing identifiable information with federal law enforcement or immigration enforcement agencies. Staff is asking the council for directions on regulating sidewalk vending in the city to become fully compliant with SB 635. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Orioles beat the Dodgers 12-1, the Angels over the Athletics 9-7, the Rangers beat the Padres 4-3, the Marlins over the Giants 2-1, the Reds beat the Yankees 4-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Braves, the Angels will go against the Orioles, the Dodgers will face the Twins, and the Yankees will go against the Tigers. In California news, the superintendent of the Los Angeles Public School District has resigned after 4 months of paid leave. He was placed on leave following an investigation from federal officials on February 25th, where his home was searched by the FBI. On Monday, the school board acknowledged they received his letter of resignation. Law enforcement officials nor the school district were able to provide any further details of the investigation. At the time of the search, the superintendent denied any wrongdoing. California State Workers Union is challenging a new mandate requiring them to return to the office for 4 days a week starting July 1st. Since COVID, office workers have been able to work remotely. Gavin Newsom acknowledged the challenges of returning to office work, particularly with the amount of space needed, but emphasized the benefits of in-person work. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Cape, your all news time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that it will reorganize its Foreign Agricultural Service, shifting some key operations closer to our nation's agricultural regions while maintaining a smaller presence in Washington, D.C. Now, the agency said it plans to establish a new operational hub in Kansas City, Missouri, and move a lot of headquarters staff out of our nation's capital over time. It also said that some employees will actually relocate to USDA facilities located in Beltsville, Maryland, while a reduced workforce will remain in our nation's capital to handle important trade policy, leadership, and of course, congressional engagement. Officials said that the changes are intended to help streamline operations, reduce costs tied to underused facilities, and better align the agency itself with its core mission of supporting U.S. agriculture and, of course, our rural communities across the entire nation. The U.S. Department of Agriculture also said that no layoffs are planned in this move and that the transition will actually occur in phases with support provided to affected employees.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you. For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association remind you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you a truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Rising farm labor costs in recent years, combined with depressed crop prices, have pushed California farmers to seek labor-saving technology in an effort to remain financially viable, according to farmers and industry leaders. During the past decade, multiple state laws increased farm labor costs. Since 2016, the state's minimum wage increased 40%, rising faster than inflation and farm revenue. Meanwhile, California phased in an agricultural overtime law, entitling workers to overtime benefits when they work more than 8 hours a day or 40 hours a week. Josh Puckett, Vice President of Operations at Sierra Gold Nurseries in Yuba City, said the rising costs threatened the tree nursery's profitability. To adapt, the company invested in new technologies to reduce manual labor and make its operation more efficient. This month, where a potting line of 12 people once worked, a robot transplanted rootstock into pots of soil. In place of utility vehicles, autonomous shuttles ferried plants around the 65-acre facility. "We've implemented a lot more automation," Puckett said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s. West winds at about 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies all this week through the weekend and into Monday next week. Mid-80s on Wednesday, low 80s Thursday, mid-80s Friday, low 80s Saturday and Sunday, 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Looking for a fun night out? Join your Republican Party for a movie night fundraiser featuring the blockbuster Independence Day. Aliens attack Earth on the 4th of July, and America's best hope is a brave pilot, a brilliant scientist, and the U.S. president. Thursday, June 25th at Republican headquarters, the Tascadero. Doors open at 5:30, movie at 6:15, pizza, popcorn, and the movie for a $20 donation. Bring your family and friends. We'll see you there. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness, starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the master, Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness. For more information, go to GaryWhiting.com or 530-410-5270.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Former Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan has died. His wife, journalist Andrea Mitchell, says he died at their home from complications of Parkinson's disease. He described the run-up of the stock market in 1996 as irrational exuberance. The dot-com collapse happened in the year 2000. He served 5 terms as Fed chair after being appointed by President Ronald Reagan in 1987. Crude oil prices have moderated since the interim U.S.-Iran peace deal. Brent crude at $79 a barrel, West Texas Intermediate at $76. Capital Economics Deputy Chief Economist Ruth Gregory says so far markets have mostly shrugged off news that U.K. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has resigned, which suggests Starmer's resignation was widely expected. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs. 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL. It is that easy.
Streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling.
The Morning Exchange.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, there is a fundraiser coming up this weekend, and it is the second annual Moonlight Sonata. It's an evening of music, light, and hope. It's Laurie Nanette Strain will be with me. She is the president of Hope Within. It's called Inner Awareness Now. Also, Susanna will be up this afternoon, 1 till 2, and as always, trying to keep timely information, so she's working on her guest or topic. So, there you go. Well, Chris, it's back.
It's back by my own doing, unfortunately, but news is news.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because I didn't have to report on it, but I did.
Well, let me ask you. When you saw it, did you smile or laugh?
I did. I said, well, here we go again.
It ain't going. Well, it hasn't gone away anyway. Okay, so let's see here. They can get their money back, a refund, or they can get these basically patches to put over the pages or an insert.
Refund, exchange, an insert, or a sticker. Those are the four options.
Okay.
So refund it, exchange it, or cover it.
So, by doing this, is the school district saying that there's somebody made a mistake?
I suppose so. They did, you know, describe it as profane content, so.
Oh. Imagine that. And we can't find out any information, like, you know, is this free? Well, the refund, okay, so they're exchanging the money back. And this is a personnel matter. So that's what it says, personal matter, and they can't comment, right? Because they say state law.
Yeah, state and federal law prohibit them from commenting on matters regarding personnel and individual students.
Okay. Now, here's something that I'm just going to throw out there. Now, not necessarily with this matter, because it doesn't look like, okay, the refund, so they're just exchanging the money back. Now, I don't know what it costs for the inserts, and, you know, if there's any money involved where the taxpayers have to pay for it, but this is just my general thinking of personnel matters. When it costs money from the taxpayers, that personnel stuff needs to go away. People need to be exposed, et cetera, et cetera. Tired of hearing it. Well, we're going to give somebody a check for $200,000, but we can't say anything because that was the agreement. No, that's our money. No matter what it is, we've heard it too many times over the years regarding that. You know, these contracts that are written in and so forth, and if they don't like it, they can, you know, if they're coming in to work for a place, and here are the rules and regulations of your employment, you screw up, it's taxpayer money, and they're going to know about it. And they're going to know about it. Do you want to work here? Well, no, because I don't like, well, then you may have something to worry about. Just don't do anything wrong. We just need to stop this nonsense. Okay, now, speaking of money, we know that private insurance, the state of California, wants to increase the tax on the private insurance, you folks that have private insurance. It could go up, you know, doesn't matter what it's going to go up. It's still more of your money that's going to be taken from your pocket. Now, there is this software tax that Newsom has put a front in front of us. Now, of course, this software tax, they expect to make over $2 billion a year from this tax. And by the way, thank you for sending this in. Now, what is a software tax? I don't know. Well, what is it? Well, they now define pre-written software as everything from Microsoft Office, Gmail accounts, Android operating system. It has a computer. It is pre-written software. California is now going to tax that. Now, how far will they go, or can they go, or do they want to go? Well, here we go. MicroOffice subscription, Gmail, Google Workspace, Slack, Workday, QuickBooks, Intuit products, Adobe Creative Cloud and Acrobat, Android operating system licenses, cloud-based CRM, ERP systems, accounting, financial software, project management tools, antivirus security software, productivity suites, database software, graphic design, photo editing tools, that's part of cloud, operating system access, subscriptions, where pre-written, enterprise software platforms, HR payroll tools, marketing automation software, collaboration communication apps, and many mobile desktop apps sold digitally. So it says here, basically everything. Basically everything. Now, I just so happened, I did have a conversation with somebody on Saturday. I wasn't, because I just got this morning. And we generally talk about California and taxes and so forth and so on. And I told him something over the weekend, and he kind of says, no, they don't do that, do they? I said, yes, they do. And he said, where? And I said, well, I'm not 100% sure, you know, the exact states or even the cities or counties. But I said, I know it is happening. And it just so happens I was having this conversation at Planet Woke. And it had to do with gym memberships. Here's something for those of you. Roughly half of U.S. states levy sales taxes on gym memberships, health clubs, dues, and fitness center access because states treat health club fees as taxable recreation or services. The exact tax you pay depends entirely on local laws. So think about that. The government wants us to be healthy. We spend millions and millions and millions of dollars on, you know, go for a walk, go this, do the be healthy and so forth and so on. Okay, so you're going to join a gym and get in shape and stay in shape. By the way, we're going to tax your rear ends for that too. We're going to do it because we need the money because we're like addicts. We can't get enough money. We just can't get enough money. So once again, folks, beware of the smiling faces, as the Undisputed Truth once said in their famous song. All right, so you got that. Also, here is something. This came up on Sound Off on Friday, but it has been around for a little bit because it's been floating up there. And again, as I mentioned, this may not be here in the state of California, but you know, things around the United States, they come around and somebody sees it and says, oh, that looks like a good idea. except the Teachers Association in California won't look at Arkansas and Mississippi and say, hey, that's a good idea, let's do what they're doing. No, they won't do that. The libs will do it in another vein. For example, the gentleman that called in on Sound Off on Friday about the Oregon Initiative, and they it looks like they're going to get enough votes to put this on the ballot. Now, again, this is one of these initiatives or measures, whatever you want to call it, that you say, oh, man, no, that's crazy. That will never pass. They wouldn't do that, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we've seen enough of those things happen around the country, particularly in California. So what is this, the one in Oregon that we need to be aware of? It's Initiative Petition, Oregon Initiative Petition 28. It's officially titled the Peace Act. Well, that sounds very nice, doesn't it? The Peace Act. Very good. It's the People for a Liberty. From Oregon's animal abuse states. Okay, now what does this mean? The exemptions would be removed, making all of the following criminal acts under state law. Hunting. All licensed hunting would be classified as animal abuse under Oregon law. Fishing. Sport and commercial fishing would be criminalized statewide. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to go back to health here quickly. Wasn't there a push, I don't know how many years ago, for the government saying we should eat, you know, fish? It's good and healthy for us, so forth. Huh, imagine that. Trapping, legal trapping, including pest and wildlife management, would become illegal. Farming and ranching. Raising animals for food, dairy, eggs, and fiber would constitute animal abuse. Scientific research. Animal use in education, research, and wildlife management programs would be banned. And by the way, just for the heck of it, Oregon tribes are not exempted. How about that? Now, there is it's a huge industry. The Department of Fish and Wildlife estimates that the hunting and fishing generate about $2 billion annually for the communities in Oregon. Now, I'm assuming that's just for the recreation part because they don't mention anything about, you know, the ranchers and so forth. But there are over 37,000 farms and ranchers employing over 80,000 workers in Oregon. This also would include wildlife biologists and pest control operators. How about that? So, again, you just never know. By the way, this raising animals for food, dairy, eggs, and fiber would be constitute animal abuse. I wonder if restaurants in Oregon then would be able to serve any of the foods. Whether it's the fish or whether it's a nice ribeye steak or something like that, or having a nice omelet for breakfast, would you be contributing? So, again, something to think about. This, you know, the people, it'll be interesting when this comes up how it does on the petition, on the ballot in November, if it gets there. Remove legal exemptions. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. Also, Chris kind of teased on a little bit last week, and as we're getting closer to the beginning of the new month, of new laws coming into California, including the all-gender bathrooms. This requires all public and charter schools to establish at least one non-gender restroom for students. The bathrooms must come with clear signage notifying they are open to all students with all gender identities. How many genders are there? Well, you can make up whatever you want to be. I guess. Also, crisis hotline. This is, again, July 1st here in the Golden State. All middle high schools as well as colleges and universities must note the Trevors Project. It's a 24/7 crisis and suicide prevention hotline on their students' ID. If a school has issued ID cards that were printed prior to the enactment without the hotline number, it can use the remaining supply before newly printed badges are used. Okay, there you go. And here's one some of you may be curious about. This is having to do with technology and streaming ads. And it mandates streaming platforms such as YouTube and Peacock to regulate the audio volume of commercials and prohibits them from streaming ads at a volume louder than the actual show, movie, or video content. The new law prevents sudden jarring volume spikes for viewers to reflect the COM Act from 2010. Chris, do you notice on some of the platforms the difference in the playback, the volume?
Do you mean like for YouTube and stuff or like social media platforms?
Yeah, any of it.
I mean, some of them are louder than others.
Right.
And, or start out louder, I should say.
Right. In some cases, you can control the volume, but still it's louder. So, again, it's not going to be the even keel throughout, you know, if you're playing something for 60 seconds.
Right.
Okay. And that happens various reasons. Now, I don't know if this COM Act from 2010 goes back to... It was a nation. Well, yes, I think. Oh no, that was California's expanded quiet ad established, and there was a federal COM Act, and that only applied to television and cable operators. However, I'm sure many of you have noticed that that's not the case. I don't know who's regulating it, but there's a lot of commercials and content that you'll be hearing there, and you have to adjust the volume because it's not consistent. Now, I don't know about television stations, but radio has something called an Optimod that's supposed to kind of boost up. But even then, you're still going to have different qualities of sound that are automatically lighter or lower in volume than what we'll say is the normal sounds that we hear. And it's based on quite a few things. The quality, from time to time, because I know we get commercials, usually concert commercials that come in, and they're really, really loud. And we can do so much as far as normalizing it, but you get to the point, if you normalize it, you could get a little bit of distortion, or you can only normalize it so much. And that's through the Adobe that we have here in the process. You can do that. But you can also, on either side, dilute the content by doing that. And also, there are some people's voices or even some sounds that you cannot get the optimal level that you want, simply because the voice doesn't carry, the tune doesn't carry, whatever. There's a lot of different circumstances regarding that. So... anyway, but California, we've got nothing better to do. So you're sitting there and you're watching your YouTube or whatever, and you're going to complain to Sacramento that it was too loud or too soft. Okay, that's where we're at here. But anyway, that's a law coming to California. So, by the way, there's not much you can do about it from what I think I read about it, there's not much recourse. In other words, it's another one of these bills that somebody put on there so they can go back to the constituents and say they got this passed, and the public really can't do anything about it. Okay? Well, there you go. All right, yeah, that starts off things this morning. Also, there's some food and consumer information to standardize how goods are labeled. Best if used by or frozen by. The labeling is supposed to clearly indicate the window of peak. We talked about that last week. Take it out, smell it. If you don't trust it, throw it out. It's a simple thing to do. No laws and so more new laws and so forth and so on. It just never ends. But all right, let's see here. Ooh, the time on the clock says we got to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in North County. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has made several options available for community members who purchased a yearbook. The district is offering a full refund, an exchange for a revised yearbook, or a replacement page insert or complimentary sticker. The district also says state and federal privacy laws prohibit them from discussing the circumstances surrounding the issue. City of Atascadero's 33rd Hot El Camino Cruise Night will be returning Friday, August 21st from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. This year, a new route will be in place up and down El Camino Real. Registration for cruising vehicles is now open. This year will feature a cap of 200 vehicle passes. Mail-in pre-registration will be accepted through August 21st and walk-ins through August. Mail-ins will be accepted until August 1st and walk-ins through August 21st. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Sue Guzman, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer with a major political announcement this morning.
I will resign as leader of the Labour Party. I have spoken to His Majesty the King this morning to inform him of my decision.
He says he will remain caretaker prime minister until a new Labour leader is chosen in the next few weeks. Andy Burnham, who won a parliamentary election last week, considered a favorite to replace him. After a rough start and the threat of continued bombing from President Trump, Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi says progress has been made in the first day of talks in Switzerland, the talks continuing today. And Los Angeles remains under a state of emergency as crews are still battling a fire that reignited at a cold storage facility in Boyle Heights. The cause under investigation. It's been burning since Wednesday. America's listening to Fox News.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Just about 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
After nearly blowing a six-shot lead on Sunday, Wyndham Clark held on to win his second career U.S. Open by just one stroke over Sam Burns at 4 under par. Clark led the field at the end of all four rounds, becoming the ninth golfer in the tournament's history to lead wire-to-wire. He also faced heckling from fans who wanted to see his playing partner, the number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, complete a career Grand Slam. Clark spoke about it after the match.
Man, they definitely didn't want me to win. It's pretty rare in an open championship or a major to have fans kind of boo against your shots or cheer for bad shots. That was tough.
Scheffler, by the way, finished in fourth. Sunday Night Baseball on Peacock featured two NL East rivals, the Mets in Philadelphia, to take on the Phillies. And one night after hitting for the cycle, Bryce Harper added another three hits, including his 17th home run of the season.
And Bryce lights that up. Right field, on the line and gone.
The call on Peacock. And one night after clubbing three home runs, Kyle Schwarber hit his league-leading 29th as the Phils won 6-2. In World Cup action, Cape Verde has become the talk of the tournament. Last week, they stunned powerhouse Spain in a scoreless draw, and on Sunday, tied Uruguay 2-2. They now stand an excellent chance of reaching the knockout round. Cape Verde only has about 2.5 miles of landmass and is the third smallest nation to qualify for the World Cup. And that's your look at sports.
Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside. In Paso Robles, it's 8.5 minutes away from 7 at the right choice.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. It's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. The usual, some clouds this morning, then sunshine, highs in the mid-80s. Few passing clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight, lows in the low 50s. And on Tuesday, we'll be in the mid-80s again. And on Wednesday, we'll be in the mid-80s. On Thursday, we'll be in the low 80s. And same on Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down we go. 5:48 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 55. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. All right, where are we at now? 7.5 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals may be out in the highways and get them home safe and sound, that's our job, responsibility, and so forth and so on, and all the stuff that goes along with that. As I once again look to the famous board on my left here, it is still the same, and it's been for many years. Nothing to report. All right, Chris, today is a very, very important day in the United States.
What's today?
Well, you're going to find out in a second. But this has to do with something I have to ask you.
All right.
You ready?
Ready.
What is this? It's generally consisted of this dipped in batter or breadcrumbs, and it's used primarily as a side dish. It's something that I would say most of us love to eat. So dipped in batter or breadcrumbs, and deep fried.
Well, unfortunately, the texts have given away the answer. Onions. Onion rings.
Well, that's right. You got it up in your room, too.
Correct.
Okay.
Sorry to spoil the...
Is that cheating?
The buildup.
Is that cheating?
Well, no, because I had this like pulled up before this part even came on, so I was just looking at the text, and I, you know... You brought it up, and I knew what it was because of the texts.
Okay, you like onion rings?
Love onion rings.
I love onion rings, too.
They're great.
Okay, what's the only thing you should dip them in?
I'm going to answer this incorrectly. I dip mine in ranch.
No, it is ranch.
Oh, okay.
You know, again, I'm going to go, I have to resort to the pizza thing. Anybody that puts pineapples on pizza, you should be jailed, number one. And never allowed to be eat pizza again, but you don't put anything else on an onion ring, do you?
I don't think so, no.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right, so I got a picture of them.
Also, right, you better call the Paso PD because we've already been through this before. I like pineapples on pizza.
I know. Well, the youth of today, folks, I tell you, there is no hope. All right. I got to get rid of this picture of these onion rings. It's just driving me up the wall. All right, you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. A reminder, though, that the office is closed today. All right, moving along gently here at 5 minutes away from 7 as we get ready for trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles in Templeton, and, of course, the airport, known as the One Diner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Well, I was going to do a little butt-insky there having to do with when they were mentioned Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber and the Phillies, because I was going to say more on Schwarber in just a moment, but I forgot to do it. So anyway, this has to do with the question because Kyle Schwarber hit 3 home runs on Saturday. The first two were in the same inning, and they went a total of about 900 feet. They were just blast. However, now he is, he has 5 career games with 3 home runs. And the record is 6, and it's shared by 3 players: Johnny Mize, Mookie Betts, and Sammy Sosa. Okay, here's the question. What major leaguer holds the record for most multi-home run games? So that would be obviously one or more, not just 3. So who do you think holds the major league record for most career home runs with multi-home runs, multiple rather, home runs in a game? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Who do you think that is? All right. Your guess, and it is, or somebody's looking it up, and there are also single season records for that and multi home run games in a single year. But who holds the career mark for the all-time leaders in multi homer run games? Who do you think it is? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Barry Bonds.
Oh, sir, you are so close. You are so close. Barry Bonds is second place, one behind the leader. So good. Good guess. Good guess. Yep. Mr. Bonds. Not James, Barry Bonds. 71 times he did that. 71. And the top 5, well, excuse me, the top in the top 5, 4 of them, you can say, are fairly recent. And 1, 2, 3 of them, you could say, did they do it legally? If you know what I mean. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Multiple home run games. Who holds the major league record? That's for a career, not a season. Because the season is 11. Single season records, the mark for the most multi-home run games in a single year is 11. And it's shared by a couple of folks. All right, we got to do this quickly. Hi, good morning.
Bobby Bonds.
No, not Bobby Bonds. All right, folks, looks like we are out of time.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The county elections office has entered the final stage of processing ballots for the June 2nd primary. About 1,800 ballots remain to be counted, which need to be cured due to damage, stain marks, signature errors, or provisional ballots. Voters have until June 24th to cure their signature if they were contacted. City of Atascadero's Hot El Camino Cruise Night will be returning Friday, August 21st from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. This year will feature a cap of 200 vehicle passes. Mail-in pre-registration will be accepted through August 1st and walk-ins through the 21st. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Call any mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
The record is 72 games by the Bambino, and then Barry Bonds, 71, Sammy Sosa, 69, McGuire, 67, Pujols, 65 for a single season. It's 11 times in a year, and that's held by, it's shared by Aaron Judge, Sammy Sosa, Hank Greenberg, and Cal Riley. There you go. One more, or two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.